Tara, this is a pretty exciting day. You've got TechStock happening here at Innovate Calgary. What is TechStock?
TechStock is actually an annual event that we've held for over 17 years now, which is a fantastic opportunity for entrepreneurs within our community and also our ecosystem to showcase their products and services on a larger community scale.
And the theme this year is really interesting. It's social entrepreneurship. Explain that to me. Where did that come from?
So we define social enterprise as an organization that applies commercial strategies to maximize improvements in human and environmental well-being. This can include, you know, social impact alongside for profits for external shareholders, all the way through to sustainable operational processes. So we've encouraged all exhibitors within TechStock this year to be working in a particular space within sustainable development goals.
The trade show's underway now, and you've got two levels of exhibitors. How many exhibitors are here?
We have over 60 exhibitors from both the community, meaning our ecosystem, and also our community entrepreneur group. So it's actually our largest that we've ever had to date.
And what are some of the companies that are here?
So a couple of the companies I'm going to speak to, we actually have a tent on site, which actually focuses on all agricultural type of companies, so Earthus, Deepwater Farms, AirTerra, YYC Growers. Then we also have a few application-based companies as well, so Ahoy Aploy, OpenGate, Boomerang Bags, which is actually really interesting. They do travel bags and also women's purses, but out of sustainable materials. So it's pretty diverse in what you're going to experience at TechStock for this year.
What are you hoping to achieve from this?
Really awareness, just to show that Calgary is a hub of innovation and development of ideas. You know, we're not just only oil and gas here in our city. We have lots of great, brilliant minds that are creating sustainable businesses that can be for profit or for not for profit, and just to drive awareness in our community that this is happening.
As far as Innovate Calgary goes, how would you be able to support some of these social enterprises?
Good question. A couple of ways. We have programs that are available that help entrepreneurs develop their skills, and so they can start developing skill sets to start creating sustainable business operations, not just the products or the services that they're working through. They can also validate whether there's a market that exists for their company or business as well. We also have, you know, networking events to get them connected. In fact, TechStock completes the night with New Tech Meetup, which is a great program for any person that's looking to start a business in the entrepreneurial space to come and meet other like-minded individuals. They share stories, they pitch to each other, and they get to practice and sort of validate their market for within our own community to see if there's a business opportunity for them.
And part of the theme in dealing with social enterprise is this idea of driving change. What do you mean by that?
Driving change can actually, it means a lot of different things by definition. So it could be driving change to start making companies and operations start to think about sustainable development initiatives as their core offering for their businesses. It can also mean everything from driving social change. So it could be mindset or culture change as well in terms of a business platform. So a great example of a company that has been operational since 1983 is a company called Living Works. It's a suicide intervention training company, training community members and professional caregivers to help save lives from suicide. So that's a social change to help and drive. So it can mean multiple things for multiple people.
Do you think there's a bit of a disconnect between going into business and doing something that's socially conscious?
Absolutely. I think there's a mindset that exists that if you're going to be a sustainable or even a social business, you should be a not-for-profit business versus a for-profit business. You can absolutely be a for-profit business, and what the company or the founders decide to do with those profits, that's really their prerogative. They can choose to donate or support other startups in the community or initiatives in the community if they so choose, but doesn't mean that you can't generate a profit from it. You absolutely can.
Thank you very much, Tara.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.